Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, Sam Crowley, welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. Got a great show for you. I hope wherever you are right now, the sun is shining on you. Let me tell you something, my friend. April 9th, 2015, the sun is shining, going to be 75 in the Natty today. We're all excited because we all remember when it was 75 below zero just a few months ago. Not really, but close enough, and it sure as heck felt like it. Hey, I want to talk to you about a pop quiz you're going to be given today in life. We get a quiz every day. I posted this on our One More Breath page on Facebook. If you haven't checked it out, we have a huge cause. Obviously, you know, if you've been following the podcast, Facebook, whatever, over the past 8 months, you know, we had a baby at 24 weeks, weighing 1 pound, has a tracheostomy tube, and that's how she breathes. And she's been an amazing inspiration, our baby Susan. Like our page at One More Breath. It's facebook.com/1morebreath. Also, check out our Kickstarter project at onemorebreath.org. Onemorebreath.org. O-N-E breath. O-N-E more. One more breath. .org. Hey, it's a great cause, man. We're putting a documentary film together, and we're crowdfunding it on Kickstarter. So that domain I just sent you, onemorebreath.org, redirects right to our Kickstarter page. It's a huge cause, man. We want to get the movie out. We want to help inspire people, whether you're going through what we went through with a preemie, whether it's a health-related financial, if you're just searching for One More Breath, man, let me tell you, the documentary film, it will inspire you. How can it not? You know, how can a baby fighting for her life against all odds, making it, not only surviving but thriving, how can that not inspire you? And if you pledge, you're going to get a reward for your pledge, even if it's a dollar, man. Doesn't matter. You don't got to pledge $1,000. You can pledge $1 just to say, hey, I'm on board, man. I'm on board to One More Breath cause. So please, we appreciate your support there as well. Yeah, I posted on the page yesterday about, you know, we've been given this pop quiz. You know, baby Susan was kind of this pop quiz dropped on us. Number one, being middle-aged and having a baby when your oldest child is, or your youngest child rather, is 9. I mean, our kids now are 14, 10, and 9. We weren't planning on having another child, but we did. God bless us with another baby and another pregnancy. I remember it was almost a year ago. It was April 12th. I remember it. I was in Toronto speaking. By the way, I'm going to be speaking in Toronto next weekend as well. You can check that out on my page, Facebook.com/Sam Crowley, talking about the Toronto event. But I was in Toronto, and I stopped at our home in Western New York in Springville on the way back, kind of open it up, excuse me, air it out, clean it out a little bit, stayed there for a few days, and Angela sends me a text message saying, OMG, I'm pregnant. You know, and it was, that's what started. I'm like, wow, we're in. We call him like, I'm 46. You're 45. What are we doing having a baby? What are you kidding me? And then we kind of laughed about it, joked about it. And then, you know, the laughter turned into much more serious last summer when Angela was on bed rest for 6 weeks. And then she had to have the baby delivered at 24 weeks. And that's what started everything. And it's like, you know, you really can't control. It's like when you were in class. And you were in, you know, in high school, and and you walk in the classroom, and the teacher says, hey, pop quiz, everybody, put your notes away, put your books away, and get a pencil out and a blank sheet of paper. How many times did your, or was it just me, like your heart dropped? And you're like, what? Pop quiz? What the hell's going on with this? Who's this? What are we doing? Is this part of the rules I signed up for? What are you doing? Give me, I didn't even get a chance to study. Is this open book? What's up? And it was an open book. And most of the time, yours truly didn't do so well on it. Sometimes, though, sometimes I aced it. And I felt amazing. You know, you get the test scores back, you got a 10 out of 10. And you aced it, man. And sometimes, like if you're me, you get a 5 out of 10. But remember that feeling when you got a 10 out of 10? on the quiz, even if it was an exam that you did study and you studied hard for and you got an A and you just felt, wow, what a sense of accomplishment. That's the way we feel, man. We're tested every single day. I guarantee you right now, whenever you're listening to this show, wherever it finds you, you've already been tested today. Maybe your kids tested you. Maybe somebody in traffic tested you. Maybe you got an email, a comment online that has tested you already. How'd you fare on that? Did you get emotional? Did you let your ego get in the way? Did you just fold like a tent and say, I can't deal with this? Or did you step up, man, and say, you know what? I'm going to take the test. I'm going to take the test. I'm not really concerned about the grade I get, but I'm more concerned with the what. The word begins with E. What is it? Effort. I'm more concerned with the effort that I put forward. Some of you look in the mirror. Did you take the challenge of how you like? Do you like or dislike the way you look? Have you taken off all of your clothes and done a complete 360 very slowly in front of a full-length mirror, making sure you don't miss one inch? And how do you feel about that? Do you say, wow, hot day, I look amazing. I look like I did when I was 18. Or is there a little bit of work that needs to be done there? See, and have you passed that test? And have you gotten yourself to a gym for a long walk, for a light jog, for just a the most minimal of workout? Have you cut back on the visits to the pantry at 9 o'clock at night? Are you the junk food junkie in rehab right now? All of that is a test, man. And I'm happy to say, just, we brought our baby home 2 weeks ago today. Today's Thursday, April 9th. Our baby came home Thursday, March 26th. And yeah, I'm a pretty confident dude. Those of you that know me may even say somewhat arrogant at times, but it's not. It's just a high degree of confidence, which masks an incredible amount of insecurity that I have about, you know, not ever thinking the thing, the sky is going to fall. But I can't let my guard down. For so long, I was broke. For so long, I was a stutter. For so long, I just hated the way my life was, man. And I rose above where my problems were. I tried to grow bigger, and I always try to grow bigger. But this confidence I have, it masks a lot of that insecurity that I have. I mean, is it okay to be authentic, or do I got to pretend like I got all the answers for you? You know, I don't ever want to go back to that person I was. I don't ever want to go back to that person who doesn't sleep well at night. I sleep like a dead animal now. I mean, literally, I go to bed at 10 o'clock, wake up at 5, and I feel amazing. If I go to bed at 9, I wake up at 4, you know, and I feel so good now. And it has nothing to do with the amount of money in my bank account. God, I hate talking about money. I just do. Money's okay. You know, it's all right to have, but boy, if you're defining yourself by the amount of money you've made or the amount of toys you collect, you're the most shallow son of a gun that's ever existed on the planet, because all that's going to be gone. And what you're left with is who you are, how many people you've helped, and the difference that you've made, and the value that you've added. So the test that was given to us a couple weeks ago, 2 weeks ago today, we brought our baby home, was, hey, can you guys do it? Can you suck it up? Can you be there to give her a bath and change out her trach and clean her trach area every day? Feed your daughter through her G-tube that goes directly into her stomach. Keep that area clean. I mean, really be there 24/7. We got a saying here at our house, all eyes on Susan. All eyes on Susan. Whether it's our 14-year-old, me, or Angela, somebody's got to be with her every minute of the day, because her vent could malfunction. She could take off her tube that's connected to her trach that gives her the air she needs to breathe. Anything can happen. It's all eyes on Susan, and that's what we signed up for. You know, the good news is we got her out of the hospital after 221 days. The bad news is now we're her primary caregiver, and that's great news, actually, but I'm not saying bad news in any other context that, hey, now you got to shut up and quit bitching about the care you got at the hospital, because you are the care now, buddy. You know, and I'm talking about me, Sam Crowley, both hands in the air. And that's the pop quiz that was dropped on us. You know, this whole journey of One More Breath was our pop quiz. And it's been more of an exam, actually. It's been more of a 10-month exam, because it didn't start when Susan was born. It started 2 weeks before that when Angela, or 2 months before that, when Angela was starting to have complications. And then the entire month of July, she's on bed rest, did not leave her bed the entire month of July. You know? And I'm just curious, you know, are you somebody that's going to rise up for today's quiz? And remember, I know you're going to be thinking of this podcast today. Somebody cuts you off in traffic, or you get that email, or somebody makes a comment to you, or the check that was supposed to clear bounced that you wrote. We've all been there, man. Somebody wrote you a check that bounced. Whatever it is, how are you going to handle the quiz? How are you going to handle it? You going to ace it? Feel free to give your best effort, because wherever the chips fall, you're going to look back tomorrow at how you did today on the pop quiz, and you'll be able to grade yourself. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Let me know what you give yourself as a grade for today, for how you were tested. I would love to know. I'll know what you're talking about if you put A, B, C, D. Honestly, F. I've hit the F many, many times. But F doesn't stand for failure in my book. No way, man. No way. It's just, it's the experience that you gain and the wisdom and the discernment not to make the same mistake twice, you know? Those of us that do not learn from our failures, our mistakes, if you want to call them that, we're doomed to repeat them. You know, if I make the same mistake twice, it's because I never learned the first time. I was too thick, too dumb, too thick-headed, too my ego getting in the way. Look, I've done it in business. Well, that didn't work that time because of him or her. Look, man, it's you. You know, that's a you problem, okay? You don't learn the second time, you're doomed to repeat that same mistake. Don't do it, man. Don't put yourself through that. Take the pop quiz today. Crush it. Don't worry about the grade, man. Worry about the effort because you're going to gain the experience, and that's my prayer for you today. It's Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Podcast, reminding you to head on over to onemorebreath.org. Check out our Kickstarter campaign. The video alone, Kleenex alert. Kleenex alert. It's a little bit emotional. Check it out, onemorebreath.org. We'd love to have you on the team. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.